Welcome in. Today we're building one of the quickest ways to inject tension into drum and bass in Ableton Live, Breakbus Mutes. That pirate radio urgency where it feels like the DJ just yanked the fader, the signal glitches, and then the beat slams back in like nothing happened. This is not really a mix trick, it's a performance gesture. And when it's done right, it sounds intentional, musical, and clean. No clicks, no awkward tails, no losing the count on the dance floor. By the end, you'll have a dedicated breakbus, a click-free way to cut it, and a couple of return effects for dub-style throws so the silence still feels loud. All right, let's set up the session. First, set your tempo around 172 BPM. Anywhere in that 170 to 175 zone is perfect. Now make sure your drums are laid out in a modern DNB-friendly way. Usually that means you've got break layers, like a break top and a break mid, plus your one-shot kick and snare, and then hats or percussion. Here's the key decision. We want to be able to mute the break energy without necessarily killing the foundation. So, select only the break layers, not your kick and snare one-shots, unless you specifically want full blackout moments. Group the break layers. In Ableton, that's Command or Control G. Rename that group to Breakbus. That one move sets you up for control, because now you can remove the chaos and the swing of the break for a moment, while your kick, snare, and sub can keep the track spine intact. Or, if you want maximum shock, you can choose later to cut everything. Now we're going to build a click-free mute chain on the Breakbus. On the Breakbus, add utility first. If your version has a DC filter option, turn DC on. The main thing is, we're going to automate the level in a way that feels like a fader move, not like a hard on-off switch. After utility, add auto filter. This is optional, but it's very on theme for that pirate radio vibe. Set it to a low pass, 12 dB slope. Start fairly open, like 9 to 12 kHz, so you're not dulling your break all the time. Add a little resonance, around 0.8 to 1.2. And if you want some edge, add a touch of drive, 1 to 3 dB. Subtle. We're not trying to turn it into a special effect constantly. We want it ready for those moments. Then, optionally, add saturator after the filter. Analog clip mode is a great start. Drive it maybe 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. The goal here is that when you do fast cuts, the break still feels forward and aggressive when it's present. Saturation helps the ear perceive it as loud and urgent. Now, the big choice. How do we mute? You can automate the group activator, the on-off button, but it can click and it can chop tails in a way that feels messy. You can do gate or sidechain tricks, but that becomes more of a rhythmic stutter effect than a fader slam. The sweet spot for pirate radio energy is automating utility gain down to silence with tiny ramps. That means we're going to draw automation that goes down fast, but not infinitely fast. Think 2 to 10 milliseconds of ramp time. Enough to avoid clicks, but still feels like a decisive cut. Quick coaching note here, draw these like a human would perform them on a mixer. Decisive down, decisive up, but don't feel like you must make the down and up ramps perfectly symmetrical. Sometimes a slightly slower return feels more natural. For example, 5 milliseconds down, 12 milliseconds up. That tiny difference can feel more DJ and less like an audio gate. Next, we're going to set up dub throws. This is the secret sauce, because when you mute the break, you often want the space to keep talking. Create, return a and name it dub verb. Drop hybrid reverb on it. Choose plate or chamber. Set decay around 1.2 to 2.8 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. High cut around 6 to 9 kHz so it doesn't get fizzy. And most importantly, low cut around 150 to 250 hz. You really don't want reverb filling up the sub and low mids during your silence. That's how you get swamp instead of tension. After the reverb, put EQ 8. If it's boxy, gently cut around 250 to 400 hz. If it's harsh, a gentle high shelf down can help. Now create return B and name it dub delay. Add echo. Turn sync on. Start with 1/8 for a roller feel, or 1/4 if you want it more spacious and obvious. Feedback around 25 to 45%. Filter it. High pass around 200 hz, low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. Keep modulation subtle, just enough movement to feel alive. Back on the Breakbus, set both sends to 0 for now. We're going to automate throws only when we want them. Now let's write some classic mute patterns in arrangement view. Think in an 8-bar phrase. Drum and bass loves that phrasing. And one of the most common mistakes is doing a clever mute every 2 bars until it stops beating special. We're going to use cuts like punctuation. Pattern 1 is the classic. Last hit, then void. Go to the end of bar 8, right before a drop or a phrase change. Make sure there's a strong snare hit there. Now automate utility gain, so the break cuts immediately after the snare transient, not on the snare, after the crack. That timing is everything. Make the silence about an eighth note or a quarter note long, and draw those tiny ramps, around 5 milliseconds down and 5 to 10 milliseconds back up. When you play it back, you should feel that moment like someone grabbed a fader right after the snare, snap, then empty air, then the groove returns. If you get a click even with ramps, zoom in. A lot of clicks happen because you cut in the middle of a waveform on a loud low mid hit. Move the automation breakpoint just a few samples later, still musically right after the transient, and the click often disappears. Pattern 2. The two-step tease. In bar 4 of your 8-bar loop, do two tiny mutes. One on beat 2 and one on beat 4 and. Keep them short, like an eighth note each. This creates that syncopated stutter without turning the whole thing into glitch music. It's like the groove is winking at you, but it doesn't derail the roll. Pattern 3. The half-bar blackout. Right before a drop, cut the break for half a bar, like beats 3 and 4. This is big system intimidation. But here's the DNB reality check. If you cut too long with no sub or no cue, people can lose the forward push. So decide what keeps the count. A great compromise is, cut the break boss, but keep your kick and snare one shots going, and keep your sub rolling. That way the dancer's body still has the grid, but the break energy disappears, which feels massive. If you do want full blackout, give the listener something else to hold on to. A noise riser, a vocal oi, a little filtered tick on the quarters. Something that marks time without giving away the full beat. Now let's make these mutes feel like pirate radio, not just silence. During each mute region, automate the sends. Right before the cut, spike send it to the DUB verb. You can jump from 0 up to around minus 6 dB, even up to 0 if you want it dramatic. Then drop it back to 0 right after the mute. You're basically throwing the snare, or a vocal stab, into a big space and then yanking the dry signal. Do the same idea with delay. Push send B somewhere between minus 9 and minus 3 dB just before the cut, and let the echoes fill the silence. Timing trick, throw on the snare right before the mute. Your ear keeps hearing signal, even though the drums are gone. That's the illusion. The transmission is still there, it's just bounced off the walls and smeared into the air. Extra coach move, sometimes the returns tell on you. Meaning, the delay tail keeps the groove so obvious that you lose suspense. If that happens right before a drop, automate the return track volume down slightly in the last 16th before the impact, so the tail doesn't preview the moment too early. Then let the drop hit clean. Now, optional transmission color. This is where you can really sell that dodgy FM broadcast vibe. Option 1. A radio sweep with auto filter. Automate the filter frequency from open, like 12 kHz, down to around 1.2 kHz over an eighth to a quarter bar, with resonance around 1.1. Then snap it back open at the drop. It'll feel like the signal got choked, then suddenly clears. Option 2. Redux. Use it sparingly. Downsample maybe 2 to 6. Bit reduction 10 to 14. Only turn it on for microsections around the mute moment. It's a spice, not the meal. Option 3. Subtle vinyl distortion for noise and strain. Automate drive up slightly during the cut so it feels like the station is under pressure. And here's a more advanced vibe trick. Stereo behavior. Right before the cut, automate utility width slightly wider, like 120 to 140%. Then during the cut, collapse width down to near mono, like 0 to 50%, while also reducing level. That stereo collapse sells interference in a really convincing way. Now let's talk about making this feel heavier and darker without just doing louder mutes. 1. Let the bass answer the mute. During the break cut, automate the bass up a half dB to 1 and a half dB, or open its filter slightly. The low end becomes the broadcast signal while the breaks disappear. 2. Make the last hit slap. You can use drum boss on the break boss or break top. Add a bit of drive, maybe 2 to 8, and push transients up, like plus 5 to plus 20, just before the cut. That last snare becomes a statement. 3. Add a noise burst into the mute. A quick 1/16th or 1/8 white noise burst, bandpassed around 1 to 3 kHz, saturated a bit. It screams system culture and pirate energy. It also keeps momentum during longer voids. If you want to go even more performance-based, map the utility gain to a macro. Put an audio effect rack on the break bus. Map utility gain to macro 1. Name it CUT. Now you can record automation from a controller like you're actually performing the mutes. Then edit the best moments afterward. That's how you get that DJ hands feel. Let's do a quick 15-minute practice structure to lock it in. Grab an amen or think break. Layer it into your break bus. Over an 8-bar section, create 3 cuts, 1 8-note cut in bar 2, 1 quarter note cut in bar 4, and 1 half bar blackout at the end of bar 8. For each cut, automate utility gain down with about 5 millisecond ramps. Then automate send it to spike on the snare right before the cut. Bounce a quick preview and listen for 3 things. Do the cuts feel intentional? Are there any clicks? And does the groove still pull forward? Then do a bonus comparison. One version where kick and snare one shots keep playing, and one version where everything mutes. Notice which one feels more rolling, and which one feels more shut down. Before we wrap, quick recap. Group your breaks into a break bus, so you can cut break energy without wrecking your whole drum mix. Use utility gain automation with tiny ramps for clean, click-free fader slams. Add dub reverb and echo throw so the silence still feels active and intentional. Place mutes on snare-led groove points, especially after transients, because that's the punctuation of jungle and DNB. And if you're going darker, let the bass and slightly abused returns carry the void. If you tell me your BPM and whether you're aiming for roller, tech step, or jungle, and whether you keep kick and snare during the cut, I can suggest a tight 16-bar cut map with exact placements that fit the phrasing of that substyle.